Gene Kelly often called himself the world's first blue-collar movie star. Years later, choreographer Bob Fosse agreed, saying, "He looked like a guy on your bowling team, only classier." MGM kept Kelly busy in dramatic roles as well, but his true breakthrough came when Mayer loaned him to Columbia Studios for CoverGirl. Rita Hayworth had begun principal photography with no leading man. At the last minute, Kelly was hired as co-star and choreographer and was allowed to bring his 19-year-old assistant, Stanley Donen.